Among those killed yesterday in Misrata was British photojournalist Tim Hetherington. He was co-director of a 2010 documentary about the war in Afghanistan. The film Restrepo profiled a platoon of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan's Korangal Valley. Today we spoke with one of those soldiers about the director, Hetherington, who also became the soldier's close friend.
My name is Brendan O'Byrne. I knew Tim Hetherington when I was in Afghanistan. Him and Sebastian Younger came out 5 times each for a month at a time to record my time and my platoon's time in Afghanistan.
You were at the time in a very dangerous outpost. What was the experience like of working with both Tim and Sebastian?
It stopped becoming work. A second time they came out, they became friends. They really integrated into our platoon and they became our friends rather than photographer and journalist out there. So every time they come out, it was like a bunch of friends coming out, and we'd all cheer and we'd watch them come up the hill and maybe throw stuff at them as they were coming up the hill.
It didn't start out that way, though, did it?
Any people in the military are very wary of the journalists and photographers. It was actually ingrained into us in basic training. You know, don't answer the questions above your pay grade. Don't answer this. Don't answer that.
I mean, I guess they want to know what your experience was like. I'm curious about your experience and your experience with them. Did you sort of give them the cold shoulder? Did you just keep your mouth shut until you figured out what they wanted?
The first 3 months in Afghanistan were hell. I mean, we fought every day, 3 to 4 times a day, firefights. We were on constant patrols. Our bodies were getting adjusted. Our minds were getting adjusted. The first time that Sebastian came out, it was like a small blur on the radar.
He came out before Tim Hetherington did.
Right. He had a different photographer at first, and he didn't come out the second time. Sebastian picked Tim as his replacement. So the first few times that they came out, it was just, there was so much combat that you couldn't possibly worry about anything besides keeping yourself alive. And so Tim and Sebastian weren't our priority then.
And then what happened? Did things slow down?
Well, they didn't slow down, but what happened was we started to adapt to our surroundings, and Tim and Sebastian happened to be there at that time, and we started talking to them a lot more. And then from there on, it was like, you know what, these guys are all right with us, and they proved it time after time.
How so? I mean, tell us, especially of course about Tim, but Sebastian Younger as well, who was the reporter there. Tim was the photographer. How did they do their work in a way that you felt made you trust them?
They never overstepped their boundaries. You know, Tim especially was very aware of where he was at in a firefight. He never blocked us or impeded us or got in our face while we were fighting.
Because does that happen?
It does happen because people don't understand the limits and boundaries. A lot of photographers want to get the best shot. And Tim had an ability to get that good shot but not get into anyone's space. So he had like the best of the both worlds. So we really started to like him, you know, and he had a great sense of humor. So we would always give him hell about, you know, being a British and stuff like that.
Like what?
We were going to dress them up in American flag burkas and send them down to into a village and see if what would happen there. And we just always had a good time. You know, everyone always had.
I'm not
jokes.
Sure that would be a good time for him, but.
Well, no, he was really him and Sebastian both were kind of upset, and not upset, but really worried about that we were going to make him do that. But they became our brothers. You know, we were all friends out there.
When they were out in the field with you, did they put themselves in the same kind of danger? I mean, when did they take pride in the film in Restrepo of living the life with you guys because they wanted to show what it was like 24/7? At the same time, you guys have to protect them. I mean, they're not carrying weapons.
I don't know. I mean, Tim...
Is that true, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. But Tim, you know, I think when we talk about both Tim and Sebastian, we talk about guys that have more combat experience than I do, you know, or anyone in the Army did, or in my platoon at the time. These guys have been to every major conflict since they could walk. And we never really had to protect them. They knew what they had to do. They knew where to stay out of and what areas to stay out of and what not to do to get shot. You know, they knew that already. But that both Tim and Sebastian had close calls out there. Tim broke his ankle, came back out. And it was just like these things, you know. I look at them and I say, would I have had the courage to go out there and make that decision time after time?
You did do it.
I made that decision one time.
To go out.
Made it over five times, you know, and they didn't have to.
You mean because they would leave the base, Restrepo, and then come back?
Have common sense, talk to them. Don't go back there, you know. It's dangerous there. People are dying. Family members, hey, don't go back there. And they would go back because they thought their lives were less important than the story that they were talking about.
Now, what do you think yourself, Brendan? I mean, as being one of the soldiers whose stories they were telling in the film Restrepo, what do you think about that notion that the lives are less important than the stories, and how, you know, the result of the work, Tim's work, how it came out on the other end, and whether or not for you it made a difference?
They could have made a lot more money than they did because they wanted to tell the truth. The truth was more important than anything else. And to me and to everyone in the platoon, that was huge. We didn't care if we looked bad. We just wanted the truth be told. And those guys did it. And without Tim and Sebastian, it would have just been another deployment gone by. But those guys made it and showed it to the world and said, hey, this is important. Look at this. It's caused an amazing amount of debate. You know, new policies, better policies. Some people changed the world, and Tim did. There's going to be huge shoes to fill. Huge.
When's the last time you talked to him?
I actually just talked to him. I was down in Virginia, and he helped me prepare my speech for college. And he sat on the phone with me, helped me write a speech. And then he said, you know, next time we'll make sure you have pictures, you know. Just let me know before. We'll have pictures so you can show all the pictures to the people, too, you know.
He was going to give you pictures he took.
Yeah, so everyone at the college can see what I was talking about rather than just me telling them.
Well, you're telling each other's stories. You know, it sounds like he's still telling yours and you're telling his.
Yeah. You know, my head is a disorganized mess, and Tim was a very organized person, and he had everything in his brain, and he was super organized in his brain, so I would always go to him and Sebastian, and be like, hey, you know, I have this speech, I don't know what to talk about, you know, and they would help me organize my thoughts into something that everyone could understand, you know.
What's the best piece of advice he gave you?
Just tell the truth. If your speech sucks... He said more like this. If your speech sucks, man, at least tell the truth. As long as you tell the truth, it doesn't matter if your speech sucks. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, just amazing.
That was former Army Sergeant Brendan O'Byrne speaking about the death yesterday of war photographer Tim Hetherington. O'Byrne was featured in Hetherington's documentary Restrepo about U.S. soldiers fighting in Afghanistan.